Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's not just their positions on taxes, schools, and crime that distinguish the candidates for Massachusetts governor from one another. They each have different backgrounds and personalities. In the coming weeks, WBUR will explore the personal side of each of the candidates. And we begin this morning with a profile of Republican Charles Baker. Here's WBUR's David Boeri.
The first, second, and third things that don't come to mind when watching and hearing Charlie Baker is the phrase, "I'm a sailor pig, and I lost my leg."
It's not unusual for me to get down to a Dropkick Murphys concert and literally to be completely soaked from the top of my shirt all the way down to my shoes and sweat.
An Irish punk band.
It's a bracing thought for a button-down candidate that an Irish punk band thumps in the soul of Charles Dwayne Baker IV. It's almost as hidden as the Dwayne or the Fourth or the Charles, for that matter, which you'll never learn from his website, his brochure, or his campaign. The last Charlie we had on Beacon Hill was former Speaker of the House Charlie Flaherty, often described as Good Time Charlie. But this one acts and speaks more like a Charles than a Charlie.
If I learned anything during my time at Harvard Pilgrim, it's that you can't let the budget manage you. You have to manage the budget. Plan for the worst, budget accordingly, take the pain early, and get it behind you.
Stern stuff, and what you'd expect to hear from a doctor named Charles, but not a guy named Charlie. From Marblehead to Monterey, Sandwich to Salisbury. He's been writing the same prescription.
Here's the box, folks. No new taxes, no cuts in local aid. We have to clean up our own act. And that's the box we're going to play in.
His politics and personality were shaped by a struggle between his mother and father, to hear Charlie tell the story. And he tells it to audiences at least once a day.
I'm the product of what I call a mixed marriage. My mom's a Democrat, my dad's a Republican.
Dad and the Republicans won out after Charlie graduated from Harvard in 1979.
Reagan sounded a lot more like what I was thinking than Carter did.
Baker was working for a libertarian-minded think tank when, in 1990, the young whiz kid was recruited by new governor Bill Weld. The state faced unemployment of 9%, a huge budget deficit, and a crash in the housing market.
He likes to think around corners is how I perceive him.
Virginia Buckingham was the chief of staff to Governor Bill Weld.
He never takes the obvious answer, you know, at first blush. He always examines and pokes and prods and asks the best questions of anyone in the room. He not only asked the questions, he was willing to find the answers.
By all accounts, Baker is a brainiac. For Weld, he took on the thankless job of consolidating and closing state hospitals. He did it with compassion, says Buckingham, who calls him Bill Weld with a heart. He ran the Department of Health and Human Services for Weld, and then administration and finance for Governor Paul Cellucci. They never raised taxes, the economy turned around, jobs came back. Baker went on to become the CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, where he won credit for pulling it out of receivership and into prosperity. And here, you can feel the drive of a campaign outline. Now he's back to fix the state, goes the narrative that made Republicans giddy when Baker announced he was running. But so far, it's not turned out like it did for the Dropkick Murphys. A year after Baker jumped into the race at 6'6", the tall drink of water is sucking on a short straw.
Charlie is a Republican in a Democratic state, but he should be doing better than he is in the polls.
Count Todd Domke among a number of disappointed Republican consultants.
One Republican consultant told me that he should be up by 15 points.
He really should be the front runner, given the weaknesses of Deval Patrick and the fact that so many voters have lost faith.
Among the carny games and rides at the Barnstable County Fair, that lost faith is apparent in people like Melissa, who has no job. When Baker introduces himself as she's eating French fried sweet potatoes, she asks,
"Why do you want to be governor of Massachusetts?"
Mostly because I think we've lost our edge on employment and economic opportunity. We're a very expensive state.
Promising to create jobs would be more direct. Instead, Baker talks about figuring out a regulatory model to make us more competitive. He's in Charles mode again. And here is the disconnect that is made for a campaign that's gained little traction. Baker talks in abstractions when he needs to engage emotions. After he leaves, I ask Melissa who she's thinking of voting for.
I'm thinking of, what's his name?
Cahill.
I'm thinking about him because DeVal Patrick has disappointed the heck out of me.
It comes as no surprise that Baker restores old cars. He loves looking under the hood, especially when it comes to ideas, which is to say that Charlie Baker is a public policy intellectual, perhaps the biggest policy wonk running for governor since, and Republicans won't like this, Michael Dukakis.
But I don't think being a policy wonk or being a guy who's interested in ideas fundamentally means I'm not interested in people.
On the trail, he's earnest, genial, and unpretentious. And as a Republican candidate trying to win independents and Reagan Democrats, you couldn't have a more user-friendly name than Charlie, except for Ronnie. But winning them over as a policy wonk may be the toughest sell of all. Consultant Todd Domke.
We know the importance of being earnest. But the important thing to a lot of people is not just to come across as an Eagle Scout and being sincere and wanting to change policies, but also someone who can move us emotionally, a leader who can raise your hopes and raise your expectations. But people do need to feel conviction if they're going to feel a connection.
The first thing I'll do as governor, he tells one audience, is put a moratorium on new regulations in order, he later adds, to replatform the state for the future. Go put that on a bumper sticker. At the Elks Club in Weymouth, he takes this question.
Tell me, what can I expect from you after you get elected?
First 2 years are going to be broccoli.
It's going to be broccoli.
No cake and ice cream. It's going to be all about broccoli. Yeah.
That's not what Ronald Reagan would have said.
He would have said it's all about cake and ice cream, I suppose.
He's never run for office before. Besides running for class marshal at Harvard, he lost, and running for selectman of Swampscott, he won.
You know, at 6'6", what they say is you can't teach height.
So, you can't teach height. Dave, I was my basketball career at Harvard would be described as not that tall, but really slow.
Some would claim you can't teach the touch in politics either. For Baker, it doesn't come naturally.
I mean, a year ago, for me to walk up to somebody I don't know and just sit down and start talking to them, it would have been that was hard for me to do. I mean, I'm not somebody who is naturally sort of just an outgoing, hey, how are you, hail fellow, well met type.
Ginny Buckingham, the Republican strategist, says it's still early, and when voters get to know Baker, they'll like him.
He's a wonderful guy, a great guy, a guy you'd want to have a beer with and have at your house at dinner. And then, you know, when he veers off into his discussion of how to reform Medicaid, you might need to reel him back in and say, wait a second, can we stick with something more interesting?
Baker's best day of the week that I spent with him was the Puerto Rican Festival Parade in Boston. The salsa music and crowds fired up the candidate like a couple of hot peppers. Latinos and Democrats, these are the people Baker needs to engage, say GOP consultants. And here was Charlie running the parade route, high-fiving, fist-bumping, and shaking hands. He dances with a woman who doesn't know who he is. And maybe next time the campaign will print brochures in Spanish, too.
Hi, Charlie. How you doing?
Hey, how
man?
Are you? Hey, you're cool. Quite a man, huh?
Nice, huh? Are you running for the president or what?
President I'm running for governor.
That's good for you, man. Hey, good luck, man.
They may not know him yet, and he may be close in the polls to Patrick anyway. But having the personality of a Charlie may yet get him to the top. For WBUR, I'm David Bowery.